Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
A successful farming article says there may be trouble ahead for the upcoming farm bill in Washington, D.C. A former USDA official says the 2023 legislation could be in trouble if the political turbulence surrounding the last two farm bills keeps going into next year. Jonathan Kappas of the University of Illinois says the depolarization heightens the uncertainty of how this farm bill will unfold in Congress. The House defeated the normally bipartisan bill in 2013 and 2018 because of a partisan battle over the reduced SNAP spending. The 2013 vote was the first time the farm bill had ever been defeated on the House floor. More potential backlash over the farm bill could include the $53 billion worth of trade war and coronavirus relief payments given to farmers since 2018, as well as the disparity in support between cotton and rice compared to corn, beans, and wheat. Kappas says it's a foggy path between here and 2023. The Vietnamese government made a recent announcement that benefited U.S. grain farmers. Vietnam revised the most favored nation tariff rates on import grain, on imports of corn, wheat, and even frozen pork. Ryan LeGrand is president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. He says that's very good news.
Their government has lowered the corn tariff from 5% down to 2%, and we are now on par with all other nations that export corn to Vietnam. That tariff put us at a disadvantage. We were at a disadvantage to Brazil and to Argentina, and now we're not. As long as we're competitive, and we have been in the last couple of years, we've been competitive. We've seen that with our increased corn exports. As long as we're there in the money, we'll get the business, and I think we'll get more business than we have in the past.
He talks about what Vietnamese buyers like about U.S. corn.
Well, they like the consistency. They like the reliability. They like to know that when they order a vessel, it's going to get there on time. And we are the most reliable shipper in the world.
It takes a lot of hard work on both sides for something like this to happen.
You know, it takes fostering relationships. It takes building trust. And that trust with the Vietnamese government, trust with our U.S. government partners in FAS. You know, it's great to have them as a partner working in tandem to help lower these tariffs. So really, you know, it's about trust and building relationships. And in the end, Vietnam saw that by lowering this tariff, they can improve access to corn, improve the pricing into their rations, which ultimately helps their producers.
LeGrand says their Asian customers traditionally like doing business face-to-face, which meant building that trust was more challenging during 2020.
They do, and it's been difficult during the pandemic because really nothing has happened face-to-face. Vietnam has a really low vaccination rate. They have very strict controls. Really, all of Asia has strict controls on travel in and out of their countries, and you can't get into many Asian countries without a two-week quarantine. So that face-to-face portion has been very difficult. It really impossible, but we have been able to continue the relationships that we had made prior to the pandemic, just in a virtual setting, and you just work with what you've got. That's what we've all done these last 2 years. You play the hand that was dealt.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.